Cook County Higher Education is hosting an Emerging Leaders Group Coffee on Tuesday, February 4th. Joining us now with the details is Paula Sundet-Wolf. She's Higher Ed's Executive Director, and Pat Campanero, who's with the Small Business Development Center. Welcome, Paula and Pat.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Well, let's start at the beginning. What is the Blandon Community Leadership Program?
Well, Blandon Leadership Program is, Blandon Leadership does a program for throughout most of Minnesota, and our community has had two groups go through the leadership program, and that's a group of 24 individuals twice. And I think the first one was in the late 1900s, and is that funny to say it that way?
Yeah.
And the last one was in 2001.
Wow. I thought it was
hundreds
living
of years
then?
Ago. I know, it's so funny. But okay. The Blandon Leadership, it involves a group of 12 men and 12 women from a variety of backgrounds and demographic area. And Cook County is one of the communities that felt very, very strongly about representing the whole county. Usually they come to a town, so that Aiken or Ely sends representatives. But Cook County
is so diverse.
And it's more than just Grand Marais or just Grand Portage or just it's the whole community. So those individuals go to this leadership training, and it's almost a week long. It's 5 days, very intense, all day long training where you're learning about leadership tools and you're learning about yourself. And it's people who are, that's the title of the Emerging Leaders, people who have either the potential to take on leadership roles in their community or already in leadership roles and would like more training about those.
Well, that sounds great. And Pat, can you tell us what the Emerging Leaders Group is now that you're wanting to get going in this community?
This is a really exciting idea that has come out of this Blandon initiative. There were many, many people who were interested in attending the Blandon function. And when we saw the group of people who turned out to hear about it, we realized there was a great group of people in this community who are very interested in figuring out a way that they can contribute even more than they are already doing. So we've decided that besides the Blandon initiative that's already underway, it makes sense for us to start a community effort around that as well. And I've believed my whole life that an individual can really make a difference, but it's a lot easier when you're working with a friend or a peer or in a network. So we're hoping this initiative will start that effort and allow a wide variety of people to begin really networking with other like-minded souls that might then figure out ways to bring more effective and efficient change.
That sounds wonderful. Well, what will happen at Tuesday morning's coffee?
I don't know if I can actually tell you that.
What was? I don't know.
Oh, there's going to be surprises, or it's going to evolve. Is that what you're saying?
I was just going to say it's really going to be an evolving effort. We're very anxious to see who will show up and to get their ideas about why they're there and what they're going to be doing. Beth Kennedy and Tim Kennedy will be helping facilitate that session. I think Tim is an
alumni from the Blandon Leadership Program. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be talking about some of the tools that he has used and learned from Blandon. And as a group, we'll evolve. It could be that there will be small groups that decide to split off from this group and do other things, but we're really hoping it becomes a great network so that people can really connect with one another and not have to recreate the wheel and really learn from each other and build on each other's efforts. Did you say that's right?
Yeah, I think so. And I really want to stress that that everybody is welcome to this. We're inviting anybody who's interested in emerging leadership, whether it's former Blandon alum or people who applied to the Blandon Leadership Program this time and weren't selected for whatever reason. We had an incredible
too many,
potential.
Right?
Oh, it was tremendous. But there were also people who didn't apply because they couldn't make it that week. So anybody who's been interested in this is invited. And the other part, you know, here it's scheduled for 7:30 in the morning, and a lot of people think, oh, well, I can't make it, so I'm not going to go. Well, email us. Let us know that you are really interested in this, regardless of what time it is, because to me, this seems like this could be a really, really large group that breaks off into smaller groups to work on projects. So that's one of the potential ways it could evolve. I'm almost afraid to say too much because I don't want to force it to go one way or another.
But it is from 7:30 until 9, yep. And it isn't required required that you're there the whole time. So pop in, let, and so you're, what you're saying is you don't have to say, I am a leader and now I'm going. It's just, I have an interest.
Yeah.
And I want to find out more about it.
Yeah. I think it would help the flow of communication if everybody really tries to get there at the same time. Otherwise, you're real explaining things over and over again. And I think that the kind of conversations that will evolve as far as where do we go from here will help if we're, if everybody's getting there about 7:30.
But the really important thing is not to get hung up on the 7:30 time. If you're not a 7:30 in the morning person, don't feel that it's always going to be at 7:30.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, and you don't have to register. You just. But if they want more information, they can always call you.
Yeah, they can call or email. Email us at higher ed@northshorecampus.org right. And phoning 387-3411.
Well, we're visiting with Paula Sundet-Wolf of Cook County Higher Education and Pat Campanero at the, who's at the Small Business Development Center. The Emerging Leaders Group Coffee is Tuesday, February 4th from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the Higher Ed Campus, 300 West 3rd Street in Grand Marais. Thanks for joining us today, Paula and Pat. And for more information, call Higher Ed at 387-3411 and just go to that coffee.
Thank you.